Well, good evening to each and every one of you out there in Abbotland. My name is David Nunez. I'm an executive consultant from Edinburgh, Texas, and it is my privilege and honor to be your co-host on tonight's Sunday Night Business Ambit Energy Business Builder Call. We're going to go ahead and get started here in just a few moments. But first of all, I just want to thank each and every one of you for faithfully taking time off of your Sundays. I know, you know, Sundays are a day of rest, and we appreciate you guys taking time off of your Sunday evening to be with us out, our brothers and sisters out in the West Coast. I know it's 7 p.m. for you. And our brothers and sisters in the East Coast, I know it's already 10 o'clock in the evening for you guys. So thank you all so much again for taking your time, and look forward to having you on these calls. If you have not yet, if you don't have a pen and paper in front of you, please get a pen and paper. You want to make sure you take some notes for our two featured speakers that we have on today. I am going to go ahead and introduce the very first speaker who is going to jump on here. He's somebody that I've had the privilege of meeting through this wonderful company. And let me tell you, this gentleman is moving and shaking. He's making it rain. He is from the state of Missouri, which, mind you, is a state that we do not offer services yet. And he's out there still building a nice business. He's a national consultant, member of the Millionaires Club, top 50 money earner, Pure Energy Award, Crystal Sphere Award winner, and he's been on multiple five-star trips. So please help me welcome, without further ado, national consultant, Mr. Maksud Mir. Mir, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. David, good evening, sir. Thank you very much for having me on the call tonight. Thank you. That was an undeserving introduction, but I appreciate it very much, sir. Thank you for hosting the call every Sunday night, as you do. So, yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate you for being on.
Thank you, sir. So, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you for jumping on the call tonight. We have a wonderful, wonderful guest. I mean, this call is about you, and this has been my Sunday night regimen for almost 10 years right now. And I can tell you that, you know, this is how my week gets started. And I want you to understand that, you know, everyone needs to start the week in a proper way. And tonight's guest, the gentleman that we're going to have tonight here, he's absolutely one of the reasons why I stayed in the business, why I stayed in Ambit Energy, you know, year after year after year. And he's been an inspiration to many of us. You know, everyone needs a guiding light. You know, everyone, whether you're a brand new marketing consultant or an executive consultant or a national consultant, we need a guiding light to follow. We need someone to listen to, someone who's provide a shadow or shade for us to actually go prosper. And this gentleman, from the time I met him, I was a senior consultant, my very first ambition, and then into my first five-star there. I got a chance to meet with Mr. Daryl Stark, whether he's vice president of field development and support for us. And during the time there, he started cultivating. And the cultivation has never stopped. And the cultivation is this. It's important for me as a person to grow in the business. I've never had any experience in network marketing. Ambit Energy has been the only experience, only business that I've done in network marketing. So for me to come into this from an unknown world into this and to do this well enough, I needed that person to help me get there. And he was there right there. And he's still here for that. So for many of you who are new or you've just joined in to Ambit Energy, you might not have an opportunity to meet with Daryl or have a chance to sit down with him or have had that. But I wanted you guys to experience that who this gentleman is, the depth of the person. So without any further ado, I don't want to take any of his time there. This night, it'll be a pen and pencil night. You know, you write down everything that he says there, follow through the T there, and you'll know what happens to your business there. You'll experience it. Without further ado, this is Mr. Daryl Stark with it. Daryl, are you here with us, sir?
I am, Mayor. How are you doing tonight?
Very good, sir. Very good. Thank you so much for giving up your Sunday night for us. I appreciate it. It was such short notice. I called you Thursday, and then here you are with us, sir. So wonderful.
Yeah, no, happy to be here. I appreciate the invitation.
Well, thank you very much. We don't get to hear very much from you all the time, you know, on a Sunday call, but I wanted to ask you just a few questions to get started. is, you know, we in the field don't know or appreciate sometimes, or we don't know, understand or experience the difficulties that the corporate has had to overcome in the last couple of years. If you can tell us, you know, about some of the challenges that you faced in leading us through this pandemic in the last couple of years, and still, you know, you led us wonderfully through the path, sir.
Well, yeah, I appreciate the kind words. You know, I don't know that I ever go out and intend to be a leader. You know, I think it's, you know, last couple of years have been tough. You know, it's just everybody's dealt with something that we've never dealt with before. You know, it kind of hit us in our industry pretty hard when we're a business that's, you know, committed to face-to-face, and we know it's a relationship business, and the world comes along and one day and says, you know, cover your mouth, or you can't hardly read lips anymore, stand 6 feet apart, don't socialize, don't talk, you know, what do you do? And, you know, really, I think a lot of the credit mirror goes to leaders like you and Doug Parker and David, and I can go down the list of folks that just really embrace the virtual communication, and the Duncans and their team, just, you know, getting people together and staying connected. And so, you know, I think over the last 2 years, the biggest challenge is, you know, how do you connect? How do you stay connected when your weekly meetings have gone away, when your monthly trainings have gone away, still build this business? And it's been difficult. And I think, you know, the first thing you have to do is just acknowledge that and say it's been tough. And if you're experiencing a slowdown or a stoppage in your business, you're not alone. Everybody has. And so it's, you know, what we did is what we tried to do, at least internally with my team and the folks within Ambit, is, okay, this is our situation. What are we going to do about it? And the conversations quickly went to, well, let's take advantage of this time to improve and create and see where this is going to go, so that when it's over, we come out better than we went into it. And so, you know, I don't think there's any intention on my part to try to be a great leader. You know, I think my only promise and commitment to you and everyone is I'll always be honest and sincere, because I care about the people in this business. So the work that we do at the office, it's what can we do to make the business better, easier, more secure for everybody that's on this call and that wants to join this business in the future. And so, you know, I think the biggest obstacle was just, it was different. It was change. Change is hard. It's scary. But I think we did some pretty impressive things in the 2.5 years to be able to come out with some of the things that we did and get ready for this thing to open up, which it appears to be, this appears to be the year. Let's hope so.
Yes, sir. I believe so too, sir. Despite the difficulties, sir, that you've gone through, you've still grown the company at a good pace, and we were able to, you know, launch new products and services there. Would you like to elaborate a little bit on what a new product development is? What's the stage, how a new product becomes developed and Vistra launches that, and how a successful launch involves both the field side and the corporate side?
Yeah, you know, it's something that was new to us, that were just Ambit before. You know, we had kind of one product, either a guaranteed, or I guess maybe two, a guaranteed savings or just a term plan that had a rate attached to it. That's all we knew. That's how we were created. That's the way the market was designed back in 2006, you know, and for several years after. But new innovative products that have benefits and features were pretty foreign to us at Ambit. And so, you know, I think what we learn quickly with Vistra is, you know, they have a legacy company, TXU, in Texas, and the folks on Texas on the call from Texas know that name by, for sure. You know, what we realized is, I didn't know this, but Ambit put on more new customers every year than TXU, but TXU retained more. And so the first question you ask is why? And you start looking at the products. And a lot of people look at a product and they focus on a rate. And they say, ah, it's a higher rate, so that's a better, it's a worse product. Yeah, but these customers stay. And so I think one of the learning curves that I personally had to go through here was just, you know, push that aside and say, why? And what the answer was, it's the customers were on a product that fit their life that they wanted. And so I think where a lot of companies in any industry go wrong is they create a product they think is a good idea, and they put it out there and they see who bites, who wants it. And if someone does, that's fantastic. But if it doesn't, if they don't, then what do you do? Where Vistra, I think where they learned early on is they don't create products that they just think are neat and interesting and have a hook and a tagline. They have a whole department called Consumer Insights that's devoted. They do nothing but talk to customers, survey customers, do Zoom calls with customers. When customers leave, they find out why they left. You know, did you go to somewhere else? What did they offer that was more intriguing? And they ask all these questions, and customers are like, well, I need a product that does this. You know, well, my life's like this. I'm busy at night, so I need something to help me with my high usage during the day. And what all these questions are processed, they go through. At the end of the day, what it comes out mirrors is they say, okay, here's all the things that customers want. How can we create a product that solves that? And so really they're problem solvers. And they go out and they create plans that solve those problems. And I know not everybody has that problem, so not everybody's going to be attracted to that particular product, but some are very attracted to it and they stay. And retention is key in our business, and we all know that. That's residual income. And so what happens with creation of a new product is just that. It's a long process of finding out what do you want? What can we offer? What are you willing to pay for that? What makes the most sense for you? And they came up with products, and the ones that we've been able to launch over the last 2 years are obviously the Power Perks, which is daily rewards or monthly rewards that people can redeem for savings for everyday expenses. Huge adoption of that. People love that product. And they stay and they renew, which is wonderful. The winter break, which gives 50% off the highest usage winter bills for people that need it in those areas. The summer break, 50% off high summer bills if you need it in those areas. And they're just, customers love it and they're staying. And our highest rated customer surveys come from customers that chose these particular products that fit their life, and then they stay. And that's what we love about it. And so, you know, it was pretty eye-opening, but it's a lot of work. And ultimately, the theory, you know, the formula is find out what customers want, go design it, go through the process of creating it and put it out there, because you already know that you have people waiting for it. They just don't know it exists.
That's right, sir. I mean, and we're experiencing that more, too, also. The retention has gone up quite a bit from the last 2 years, sir. And I can see that part there. So this year, Vistra is, you know, pushing really hard in terms of a multifold plan to connect with us, to train with the field, inspire, motivate us. And I know you're spearheading that move there. But please tell us why this is necessary. It's become a necessity now to be able to have the corporate in our, you know, beside us, leading that charge.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, we all bear some responsibility in growing this company. You know, there's not a mindset that, we'll put out the products and the comp plan and then we'll let consultants grow it. Now, with that said, I don't want to get in the way. When consultants are growing, you step back and let the experts do what they do best. However, I think our mindset here, quite frankly, if I'm just being completely honest with you, is almost a start over mindset, not in the sense that we need to, but it's been 2.5 years, and you know, leaders, you know, had production where they were able to host meetings and get it going, and just life over the last 2.5 years has taken people away, and we understand it. Lots of reasons. They had to, you know, a lot of people lost their income or jobs during COVID, and so they had to go back. They couldn't devote as much time to this. You know, who did they recruit? Again, you know, it was epiphany I had. Mere sitting at the grocery store in line, and you know, 10 feet from the person in front of me, and the person behind me was 10 feet from me. We all had masks, and I thought, well, you'll never recruit somebody in this grocery line. You can't have a conversation with them. And so, you know, I think what we said, you know what, let's look at this as almost a day one situation, and let's do what we did to kick this company off. And that's getting out in the field, creating as many places for people to gather and come see each other and, you know, enjoy each other's presence, but also provide a place for people to show the opportunity and get people back out there. And so, you know, I'm so proud of our events, our field support team, and everybody who's participating, just putting on all these events. And, you know, of course, we can't do it without local leaders who really host them and get people there. We just provide the platform for it. But it's just, you know, I think we are as tired of being as isolated as you are. And it's time to get out there. It's time to, you know, show the plan. And if we can help facilitate that by providing a space, a meeting, a tour stop, then that's what we're going to do. And so it's been exciting to get back out there. I think I'll see David and his crew at the end of the week down in McAllen. So if you're in the area, please come see us. But we got a lot more stops to go. So should be exciting.
Yes, sir. The virtual rallies has been really helpful. And then, of course, this year that in-person, you know, the BPs and rallies have been very encouraging to the field, sir. And then we also love the rank-specific trainings. I mean, the corporate just developed that RC and MC training. There's an RC training coming in April 9th. I implore every one of you who's an RC to sign in. The registration is going to open up, and you need to sign in and get yourself. And even if you're not an RC, you're an SC, just join.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a specific training, too, also. So,
I think it's a great training for everybody. I think it's an excellent point, Nir. We had a lot of people of different ranks participate in the marketing consultant training just last week. And, you know, some of us need a refresher. You know, you can always learn something. But I also believe your team does what you do and they see you do. So, obviously, a free event. Let's drag all of our RCs there. Let's get them excited again. Remind them what's new, maybe what's different, and how to build their business. But if you want to attend, we've got room for you.
Yes, sir. So I was going to ask you a little bit about, you know, the development that went into the MyAmbit app, so the new app, you know, that has been, you know, it's actually quite revolutionary than what was before, where the app was before, and what it is. It's a sharing platform. It's a business sharing platform. And it's a platform to connect with people at a deeper level. So can you talk about that just a little bit? I mean, what was your vision with that?
Yeah, I can talk a little bit here because really it's not mine to talk about. I mean, I think the person you have to really thank for that is Eric Johnstone, our VP of Marketing and Field Services, and him working with field leaders to develop that app. I think it was just, you know, as part of this transition from, you know, March 2020, through the year is, listen, you know, virtual meetings are great. Zoom is wonderful. But I think if it was one thing that kind of exposed us in Ambit is we just did not have a social selling platform. And a lot of that was by design because we don't sell a product. You know, we're not trying to push our bottle of juice or fragrance or lotion or whatever. And they're all fantastic products. I shop a lot of them. But, you know, electricity and natural gas is hard to sell socially. But what we noticed was painfully obvious is that we lost our ability to gather and network and share the opportunity. And so maybe we don't sell electricity and natural gas socially, but I think we can sell our opportunity. The reality is more and more people, certainly to younger ages, that's where they are. That's where they communicate. That's where they live, and we need to be there too. And so it was, you know, field leaders, working with folks in corporate, and a great partner company that said, you know, here's the things that are proven to work. And, it'll never stop growing, that app. It'll always develop. I know Eric and his team are already contacting, you know, leaders to create testimonial videos, to personalize those. But I hope people are using it. I really hope people are using the live aspect to show the opportunity. It is a really powerful tool. But, you know, if you ever wanted your own lead gen company, you have it. You know, just constantly post these infographics of the opportunity of the video or product, and you know, see if someone says, hey, tell me about this 50% off, and start the conversation. You know, tell me about this opportunity that you're sharing. And it just creates those conversations that we haven't been allowed to do face-to-face for so long. And so, you know, the face-to-face, I think, is key. This is a belly-to-belly business, in my opinion. But we can certainly reach more people and start relationships and conversations socially, more so than we ever have before. So, you know, we just wanted to find a tool that would provide that. We think we found the best. We get better and better as we develop it. And you use it and report experiences and just more and more content to get in your hands quicker. So it's a pretty exciting tool.
It definitely is true. It's, we're finding more and more users for it, and more people are developing, you know, ways to use that or incorporate that in their daily regimen. So, you know, I wanted to ask you, like, you created and launched this multifamily advisor program in Texas, and then, of course, along with that for the Midwest and Northeast, we have the Cash for Customers that started in 2020. Both have been really successful, enormously successful. Will we be seeing more similar programs that reward consultants for just getting customers? Or will that be something that's coming in the future?
Yeah, I think so, Nir. I mean, I think, you know, we want to constantly evolve and be creative. You know, I think a lot of those, the multifamily was just, you know, something that evolved over the years of seeing, you know, a few people who just had kind of found a niche in Texas. Working with leasing agents and you know, 80% of new move-ins in Texas are apartments. And so, you know, where you run out of people who you know in the neighborhood, maybe that need to switch, you know, there's always some movers. And, but the reality is it didn't fit in our current compensation plan. You know, apartment customer, every customer has a value. Apartments is, anybody can do the math, have a little less value than a single-family home. Just by their nature, single-family home customers stay longer. They use more energy. They're not moving, so they're less likely to switch or cancel. When apartment dwellers tend to be very low usage, and they come and go. You know, I think in my years, I lived in apartments 10 years, and I lived in 10 places. I'd feel bad if I had a consultant back then. They'd be chasing me all over the place. But we need to create a model that fit that, and I think we did that, and it's been tremendously successful for the small group of experts that work that. As far as the Cash for Customers, you know, I think what we don't want to do, Mir, is ever take away the emphasis that the power of this business is the leverage. It's finding, you know, gather a handful of customers and help others do the same. And it's helping others do the same that creates the downline, the residual that you're striving for, not becoming, you know, a massive customer gatherer. And so all of our comp plan is designed to reward you for building teams. And we don't ever want to steal that emphasis, because I think that's where the power of leverage comes in. However, you know, over the last couple of years, when you've been limited in your ability to build a downline, we wanted to find ways to reward you for what you could do. And that did kind of turn and focus on just personal customer gathering. And so it's been successful. People have jumped on it. And it's interesting. I'll give you an interesting fact. If you took the two groups of consultants that produce the most customers, it's those within their first 4 weeks, which makes sense, right? That's your jumpstart time frame. But the other group, the second highest, are those consultants who have been in the business 13 or more weeks. And so it's your tenured consultants. And so we started designing programs and promotions that not only rewarded the new consultant for getting customers, but we also wanted to reward this other group of tenured consultants who clearly have the ability to get customers and still do. And so it's been really successful. And yes, I think that, you know, the short answer is yes, you will see more of those. We want to be as creative as possible. And if there's anything I can do to find more ways for you to put money in your pocket by doing a little bit of activity in this business, then we're going to do that. And so we're committed to it. You're our backbone. You're the growth engine. And I need to feed you to do that. And so if there's a way we can do it, we're going to do it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Switching gears into ambition, sir. I know this year, mm-hmm. you know, your theme is apex, the word apex. You know, why apex, sir? Can you give us why you chose that word too, for the theme?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting word. I think it's kind of controversial when you think about it. Because, you know, just by definition, apex is like the top, the summit, the peak. And when really the team first proposed it, the thought was, well, we don't feel like we're at the top. Quite frankly, we kind of feel like we're of the mindset of constantly being an entrepreneur where you're, you know, only the paranoid survive is kind of our saying. And so you always want to assume that there's someone ready to knock you off your pedestal. And so you want to keep being innovative and grow. But then, as the team kind of explained it, is no, I mean, we're all searching for that apex. Everybody has a number, a goal in their mind of what they want out of this business, and that's kind of their apex. And that's what we're all climbing for. So it's everybody's own personal definition of that top. But what's interesting is when you climb one mountain, there's always another mountain to climb. And you set a new apex and a new goal and a new challenge. And so it just kind of worked out that, you know what, you know, we have achieved a lot. You know, we have reached some mountaintops in this business. But there's so many more out there. And now we want to go climb a few more. And so, you know, it's just, I think it's our way of saying, well done. You've reached some mountaintops, but there's more to climb, and we're going to put in the work and hope you do too to get to the next one. And so interesting word the team chose, and you know, I questioned it first, but I really like it because I think, you know, we watch people in this business mirror where they set a personal goal, and if they achieve it, one of two things typically happens. They either set a new goal and they continue to build and achieve greater things than they thought possible or plan to, or they become comfortable with that goal and say, I did it, and they relax. And then over time, the business degrades because they're getting coded out because other people are trying to achieve their apex and their goal. And they wake up a couple years later and say, what happened to my business? And so what we want people is to always be looking for a new apex. So when you reach a goal, let's celebrate it. Let's enjoy it. Let's find a new peak and start climbing again.
That's powerful, sir. That is, I just loved it. I just loved that you explained it. You know, what I thought of that and what you just explained, it's entirely different. I just love it, though. But, you know, it's a new apex. That's what we need to find. Our new apex, ladies and gentlemen, this is why we have Daryl Stark with it, guys. I mean, so let me ask you another thing, sir. we loved getting together last ambition after being off for a couple of years, and then getting together last year was wonderful, even though it was a limited number. I mean, are you expecting this ambition to be back to being a more in-person event?
Oh, God, Namir, I sure hope so. I really do. Yes. I think the answer is yes. I think, you know, the team is planning to have, you know, some form of hybrid and virtual part of it. But, man, my hope and prayer is it's not the majority of it. We understand that in today's world, things have changed, and people, for lots of reasons, just can't make it. But for those who have ever been to an ambition, you understand there's no virtual ambition that will ever replace the power of an in-person. And we heard it last year, you know, with the smaller crowd, that, yeah, it was smaller, but, you know, what was still there, the networking, the emotion, the connection, the vision, that is just hard to get through a computer or tablet screen. And so it looks like, you know, a lot of it is we're dependent on what happens in the world, regulation of venues. But as of this point, most venues have lifted all restrictions. There's no limits on capacity or mask mandates or vaccination mandates. And so we're planning that way. You know, I'm so hesitant because we thought we had that figured out last year. And then, you know, the city of Dallas and this, you know, Delta variant threw us a curveball at the last minute. And it was extremely disappointing, you know, what we had to do. But it's what we had to do. And so we hope, and it looks like, that all these new variants are milder and milder, and the world's becoming comfortable with it, and life is back to normal. So, yes, Mir, by golly, if we can get everybody to Dallas and be face-to-face again, that's our goal.
That would be wonderful, sir, because I think we need that. We need to get together. We need to have ambition like we used to, pack up the places. I mean, you know, have three hotels full of people. I mean, you know, this was magical. It was absolutely magical. And I feel like we need to return to that.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what the team's planning. The team's planning, you know, they're already going through, you're looking at having breakout sessions and just, you know, taking some of the best experiences. You know, one of the things about having a little bit smaller event is you can actually do more. And if you were in Dallas, you experienced that last year, you know. We were able to sit and dine together and all be together all the time. And so we want to recreate that as much as we can, and really just get people a place to come and network and grow their business, because it's a powerful event, and we want it, I can assure you, face-to-face as much as you do. So that's where we're headed.
Yes, sir. Sir, I wanted to actually personally ask you, you know, we count on you, or I counted on you personally, for your timely advice, your guidance, direction in the business, and you know how it helped me change the course and the trajectory of my business, right? And I want everyone to understand that we may feel and yearn for that direction. I mean, I know as leaders, we think that we are going to be autonomous, or we want to be autonomous, but you still need that direction. And Daryl is here to provide that for us, and he has been able to do that for me for the last almost 10 years. So even if we don't say it out loud, but we need you, sir. So what should we do in the field for the next three quarters to make this year successful? I mean, what should we do different than what we were doing?
You know, Mir, well, first of all, thank you for all your kind stuff. You overselled a little bit. You know, I think what you forget is you were eager to learn and listen and grow. And not everybody has that mindset. So it's easy for the person who's giving advice, because we all have some. It's, you know, the power comes when the person who hears it does something with it. and you've done. You've become a tremendous success and leader in this business. So really, all the kudos goes to you. But looking for the next three quarters, if I had to sum it up in three words, Mir, it would be, if it's words, phrases, show the plan. I think we have to, as much as we possibly can, flush these last 2.5 years and all the limitations and the frustrations that have come with it, and take a good look at what we have in front of us today. I still firmly believe it's the best opportunity out there. I've watched what I thought were good, strong companies not make it through this. I've watched, companies sell off their sales force or their customer base. I've seen people, jump and go, and, they're on their third opportunity because, the one they chose just didn't have what they were looking for, no fault of their own. I think Ambit is the most stable and solid opportunity out there. It's different today than it was 3 years ago. We all know that. New ownership. Our beloved leaders, Chris and Jerry, are not, at the helm, but they've handed it off to people who care. I think we have to embrace change, Mir. It's tough. It's hard. But the landscape, and you're experiencing it right now, as costs go up in energy, so do rates, and customers don't understand that. And there's difficulty, right now, as customers are coming off a lower rate plan, and it takes time for them to realize, oh, everybody is up because oil is up. Of course, we pray for peace in Ukraine, and that resolves itself as quick as possible, because that's having a direct impact on our business that's probably not having on other direct selling companies who are not in the energy business. So we're a commodity. We're affected by world events. And so we hope things settle and calm and turn out well there. But I think it's embracing the change and say, listen, again, I've said it before earlier on the call, is a saying that really Chris Chambliss put in my head, and we still operate by it, which is, silly enough, only the paranoid survive. And we say it over and over because we don't want to be the one that gets left behind. It's either you're growing or you're going backwards, and so we want to grow. And to grow, sometimes you just have to do things different. You have to be different. And, big changes are shocking, but small changes, people, just become uncomfortable with. I think you got to think about it and say, listen, what do we have? Take stock in this company. Do I still believe in it? I think everybody has a right and should have that conversation with themselves and say, am I committed to it? And if you are, I think it's get back out and start sharing the opportunity with as many people as you can. The world's allowing us to do it. We have more tools to do it. I think we just need to get excited about who we are, what we have to offer, and share it with as many people as possible. I don't think there's really any other silver bullet, Mir, than that. And it's share. I think as part of the change, it's adapting to new products. In a world where you have literally energy companies that are in a WeWork space, and all they do is trade energies and try to gather customers at a loss so they can sell the book, you're not going to always be able to compete on rate. So you have to offer something for what your rate is and give it a chance. We're having such tremendous success with these power perks this summer break, and so many people won't even offer it because they're caught up on the rate. And I think the question is, how can we best serve your energy needs? Are you looking for this? Are you looking for this? Or are you looking for this? And find which one fits their life. And I think you'll be surprised at the adoption rate and then the retention rate. And the growing the business, I think it's tried and true method, Mir. Get out and talk to everybody you know. It is a numbers game, and our job is not to convince anybody to be a part of Ambit. Our only job is to share it with as many people as we can and find the ones who are interested and do want to do something different with their life and use this as the vehicle and then support them all the way to their goal. So I think that's it. We're going to get out there as much as we can with the team. You know, I'm tired of being hidden behind walls. We have new team members and folks that can get out and be more visible than, you know, I can nowadays, you know, taking on some responsibilities that were left by others. And so, but I'm going to be out there as much as I possibly can so that I can shake hands, hug some necks, and help grow this business.
Yes, sir. We always appreciate seeing you, and we love that. We cherish that. And the more we get to see you, it's a great opportunity for us to learn. So I appreciate you taking the time, sir, for this. I mean, last question I will, before I let you go, is you've been in this industry for the majority of your life. It has been extremely rewarding, and it's also an extremely demanding business. What makes Mr. Daryl Starkweather inspired to keep on doing this?
It's you, Mir. It's everybody on this phone call. You know, we say it a lot. You hear it from a lot of us at corporate, and Eric Johnstone likes to say he's got the best job in the world, and, you know, he probably does after mine. It's the people. If, quite frankly, you know, if it wasn't for you and your team and all the just amazing people in this business and the stories that they're writing, the lives that they're affecting, to know that you have some small role in that is very rewarding. It's also a very big burden to make sure that you put in the effort and the time that gives them the best possible chance for success. But we say it all the time, if it wasn't for the people, this could easily be just another job. You know, it is a corporate office, it is a corporation. You are trying to make margins, you want to make a profit so you can grow. So there's all the typical things that are in a job, but it's the people that are making it happen that makes it different. And so that's why we wake up as a team. It's why we get excited about event. You know, ambition's no fun if you're not there. It's just us, it's nothing. You know, business presentation is no fun if it's just a riser, some lights, and some music. It needs the people. People are what makes this thing happen, and it's the reason why we keep doing it. So, you know, I say it all the time. Well, I don't want to say it enough. Is how thankful I am for the people in Ambit, the people who got this thing going, the people who built it to where it is today, and those who are going to build it to where it's going in the future. And I just want to be a part of it.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open the lines up so that you can say thank you to Mr. Daryl Starkweather. And so what I can tell you is, you know, definitely jump in on those trainings. There's a big training coming up. There's a rally this week. That's on the 31st in the calendar. That's a huge one. And that's hosted by Ms. David Brogan, executive consultant. He's going to be an national. So if you're in and around that area, make the time to go down there and support that. And if you are anywhere near any other event that's happening close by, it's not your duty, make it your duty so that you can show up there and make it that event successful. Because when I learned that sometimes the meeting needs you and you don't need the meeting does need you now more than ever. So I want you to take Daryl's words down and this is gospel, guys. I mean, this is the way I have been able to build the business, and many other people have too also. So I appreciate it very, very much for jumping on the call tonight. Thank you, Daryl, for spending this evening with us. And thank you for all your advice over the years, sir, all your guidance. Thank you. Let me go ahead.
My pleasure. Appreciate it. Thank you.